Well, we'll look at a couple things this morning very briefly. So much of what was shared already, is really the focus of what I wanted to share. Because the one thing we keep in mind all the time, continually, is not our own ability, not our own faithfulness, not our own greatness, but the greatness, the faithfulness, the ability of God. That's what we continue to focus on every day. And if we focus on Him, we will have no problems that are insurmountable. We will have life has its problems. Life has its challenges. Life has its bumps in the road. But if we focus on the bump, we forget about God's ability and God's power and God's promise that He has made to us. It says in Corinthians, look at 1 Corinthians. I shared this yesterday morning at the Youth Advance to close because it was something that we need to continue to remember. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 9, it says God is faithful. You know, very simple to understand. Anybody can understand that. God is faithful. You know, it boils down to a very simple thing. Do you choose to believe what this says of God? Do you believe that God spoke truly of Himself? That God is faithful? Or do you believe that, you know, he's unfaithful, that he's not trustworthy, that the things that he has promised, he's backed up on, he's reneged on those things, you know? It's like when you make a bet and you say, oh, no, I changed my mind. Yeah. You know, when you make a promise and you back up on it. No, God is not that way. God is faithful. And what God says He's faithful to most of all for us in a practical sense. Yes, He's faithful to all of His promises, but look at what it says. It says He's faithful by whom you were called. You were called to the fellowship of His Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, to participate in the same joy, the same lifestyle that Jesus Christ our Lord had when He lived and walked and had dominion on this earth and had authority. You know, they were astounded at Him so many times when He spoke and when He taught and when He ministered. They looked at Him and going, man, He is not like the scribes. Because He teaches with authority. When He says something, He not only says it with authority, He makes it real. He heals. We have been called to that same kind of fellowship. That same kind of lifestyle. You know, people look at it and they go, oh, I'm no Jesus Christ. What, are you kidding me? Well, of course you're not. You're not Jesus Christ, but you are a son or daughter of God. You're Suzanne Lewis. You're Clifford Ingram. By God, you are who you are. In Christ, we have everything. Of our own selves, we have nothing. We have our own flesh and our own ability. How far does that get us? That gets us only as far as the gene pool allows us to swim. And for some of us, it ain't very far. I feel like, you know, a tadpole in the gene pool of life. You know, just this little head with a couple of little lame arms starting to grow out. But in Christ, we are everything. We are sons and daughters of the Most High God. He has called us to enjoy that kind of fellowship with Him and with each other. Praise God. You know. God's the one who's faithful. We just need to trust Him. We just need to quit thinking that He is no good for His promises. That He's like everybody else out there. Here today, gone tomorrow. It just depends on what side of the bed He got up on as to whether or not you can trust Him. You know, well, He is not a man that He should lie. He is God Almighty, the creator of the heavens and the earth, who said in the beginning, let there be light, and there was light. Let me divide the night from the day. How about a nice big burning ball over there? Boing. Hey, how about a little moon to circle around? That's a good idea. I like that idea. I like that plan. That's our Heavenly Father. That's who's called us. He is faithful to what He has called us to. He's called us to fellowship with Him, to enjoy His presence, to enjoy His blessings, to enjoy all that He has made available to us through His Son, Jesus Christ. And He summed it up by saying, the thief comes not but to steal, kill, and destroy. I am come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. Boy, that your life just be so blessed, so abundant, so full. That's what God's called you to, and God's faithful to that. So, do you feel full of joy when you have a bug? When you're coughing your head off? No, you don't. So what do you do? You do what we heard in the testimonies this morning. You trust God. You take Him. You call Him out on the carpet. And you say, you know, God, I worship You. I love You. I love You above anything else because of who You have declared Yourself to be through Your Word. And You've made me promises. And if You don't back up Your promises, not only do I look like a stupid idiot, pathetic little believer, religious man, but You look like You're not even there. You're the one who's got a saved face here, God. Because I speak of You, I speak of Your goodness, I speak of Your greatness, of Your power that You've given to me, that You gave to Your only begotten Son, and that You transferred to each believer. I speak of that. Now You back me up. Look at the end of the Gospel of Mark, I think it is. Or is it Luke? Mark. I think it's Mark. The last two verses, it says in verse 16 of Mark, chapter 16, verse 19, so then after the Lord had spoken unto them, He was received up into heaven, and He sat on the right hand of God. His work was done. God said, okay, You have preached Your last preaching. You have taught them the last that I need You to teach them now. I want You to come on up here and have a seat. Sit down on My right hand. Well done, son. And they, it says in verse 20, went forth and preached everywhere. They preached the Word everywhere regarding Jesus Christ, who He was, that He was God's Son, that He had paid the price for all sin, He had covered it all. And that 3 days and three nights after His death, God raised Him from the dead. That's what they preached. And it says that the Lord, that word Lord there, is not Jesus Christ. It doesn't refer to Him. It refers to God Almighty. It's the word Jehovah. God Almighty, working with them, confirming the Word with signs following. He confirmed the words that they spoke. He confirmed His own promises that He had made with signs following. The gospel of the good news of Jesus Christ is a gospel of power. That's what moved God's Word in the first century. That's what has always moved God's Word whenever there's been a revival of believing. A revival of faith. It's been because of signs and wonders, because there were a few people who decided to take God at His promises and believe that I don't have to put up with this sickness. I can declare it null and void. I can cast it from me. I can cast it out in the name of Jesus Christ. I can tell it to go. And I can tell it to go from someone else. I can declare the power of God to people. And I can expect God to back it up with the signs that follow. I can expect that. You know, before we ever reach out to someone else, we need to see the power of God in our own life. Mm-hmm. And you have to remember that God is faithful. He called you to fellowship with Him. He'll do things for you. He'll talk to you. He'll show you what you need to do next in your life. He'll tell you what you need to do about your job, your livelihood, your heart's desires and how to bring those to pass. He'll work with you. He'll show you. He won't ever look at you and go, oh, no, you don't need it. He looks at you and He says, what do you want? I've called you. I'm faithful. I want to fellowship with you. I want to make myself real to you. Doesn't every father want to do that for his kids?
Yes.
Every parent. Of course they do. And He's our Heavenly Father, and He desires to be a intimate part of our lives. Not just something we think about on Sunday or at Bible fellowship on Wednesday night. He wants us to think of Him and enjoy Him every day. He thinks of us every day. He's called us to a fellowship with Him. And it's because of what His Son Jesus Christ accomplished. It's not because of our goodness. It says in Ephesians, look at Ephesians. Chapter 4, I think. It says, it encourages us in verse, we'll read in verse 20. It says, but you have not so learned Christ. It's a comparison to, you know, how the Gentiles walk, you know, doing everything on their own, doing everything for themselves and by themselves, and that it's all about their own efforts. It says, you haven't learned Christ that way. It's not about your efforts. It's about His efforts and what He's done. He says, you know, that if so be that you have heard Him and been taught by Him as the truth is in Jesus, the truth about life is in reference to Jesus Christ. That's what God designed life to be all about. You know, to understand that He would fix all of our imperfections. He would do it. He would do it through Christ. And that you now, verse 22 says, put off concerning the former conversation, the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust. The old man. You know, not your dad, not your... That's what we used to call our... When I grew up, the term for your dad was, my old man says I got to be home at midnight. But this refers to our old man nature, what we were before we came to know the Redeemer, Jesus Christ, and all that we have in Him, and our sonship, our redemption. We put off the old man. We put off the one that thinks that he has to do it all for himself. Because when you try and do it all for yourself, you find yourself falling short all the time. It's a struggle. But God has solved the problem. It says, you put off the old man which is corrupt according to deceitful lust and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. You are renewed. To be renewed is to have a new perspective about life. You know, in the life of your mind, you know, you are renewed now. You have a new perspective. You have a new vision about your life. Because now it's not limited to your old man nature and your genetics. And your capabilities via your five senses. Now, you're unlimited. Because you now have a new nature. A new man, it says, you're to put on. Now you put on the new man. That's why you can be renewed in your attitude. In the life of your mind. You no longer look at things the way you used to look at them. Oh, it's going to be a tough economy. Oh, it's going to be tough, man. You have a new perspective now. Because you know that God's faithful to call you to His fellowship. He's faithful to the promise that He's made to say, I'm your sufficiency in all things. I've got cattle on 1,000 hills. My economy never tanks. I have opportunity for you. I have avenues for you to succeed. Avenues for you to be blessed. I know where the opportunities are in this world. I can see them all. And I will lead you to them. I will take care of you. Greg mentioned it. God never leaves us or forsakes us. He's always there for us. So now we put on, it says, the new man. The new man. This new man who God just loves. God loves what He has made you. He loves what He has created in you. He does no longer look at our flesh. He looks at who He has made you in Christ. And what He has made you in Christ is perfect in every way. It says, It's created in righteousness and true holiness. What you and I have the joy of putting on is something that before God is truly righteous and truly holy. And that's why He desires to fellowship with you. That's why He desires to bless you. Because you in Christ are no longer that old man that can't seem to get up off his knees long enough to take another step. I keep, you know, stumbling. I keep hitting roadblocks. I keep, you know, running into brick walls. God says, be renewed. Start to get a new perspective about who you are. Because in Christ, you are truly holy. You are truly righteous. Whoa. That's nice. That's a nice thing to think of myself when I go before my Heavenly Father. When I stand before the Creator of the heavens and the earth, I can think of myself now as truly righteous and truly holy in Christ. Not in my flesh. Oh my gosh, what are you kidding me? You try and make your flesh that way. Oh, I mean, people have tried it for centuries. And it never worked for any of them. It can't work. But the strength really comes, the glory really comes, when you put on the new man. See, the new man that can do all things through Christ who strengthens him. That is more than a conqueror. The old man is nothing but a loser. Loser. They still do that?
Yeah.
They still do that?
Sometimes.
But the new man is more than a conqueror.
Yeah.
Right? The old man is imperfect in so many ways, has so many frailties. And the new man is truly righteous, truly holy before God. You know, we may not feel that way, and in our flesh, we'll never feel that way. We'll never feel that good before God. That's why we go to the Word and we refresh our attitude, we refresh our minds with the new man. And who we are in Christ. And that, wow, that's why God can be faithful. Because He's made us something that we couldn't make ourselves. It says it's created. Created. Man can't create anything. It's only God who can create. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Man can't create anything. Well, we use the term, but to create means to bring something out of nothing. And man can't do that. Figuratively, maybe man can. You know, they can create a lot of problems. but really, see, it's referring back to that which in the Bible, God declares as being created is something that only He can do. Only He can create you as truly righteous and truly holy before Him. Only He can do that. And He has done it through Christ. So when we go to Him, when we get in situations, when we stand before our Heavenly Father, we know that He loves us. We know that He looks at us as only what He has created. So we're to put that on. Put off the old stuff. Put on that new man and who we are in Christ and what we deserve because of Jesus Christ. And don't allow yourself to be cheated out of that. When we get in situations, you know, who are you? Well, you're not Dion. Just, you know, Dion in the flesh. You're Dion, the daughter of the Most High God, filled with all the power of God. It's resident within you. It lives in you. You know, God designed the temple in the Old Testament to represent what He would do in light of what He really wanted, which was the body of believers to dwell in them. The Almighty God, Creator of the heavens and the earth, His power resides in us. Well, who are we? Well, gee whiz. And that's not being haughty. That's not being conceited. We know that it's nothing of ourselves. That makes me so humble. To think that God designed life to dwell in me, to dwell in you, that makes me so humble. And it makes me so thankful. And when I look at my life, I know that I can't do anything with my flesh. But when I accept what God declares that He has done for me and He has enabled me with and move with that, boy, there is such great, great things happen. And that can be for you too. And it takes nothing but a choice, nothing but a decision of the will to say, well, I am a son or a daughter of God. The declaration of my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ when He said, I want those that believe on Me to do the works that I do and greater. I'll believe that declaration. I'll believe that declaration of God's Word that says I'm more than a conqueror through Him who loved me. And that I can bring deliverance. I can reconcile men and women back to God who have either strayed away or been separated from God for one reason or another, whether it be, you know, because they haven't come to the new birth yet and accepted Jesus Christ as their Lord and believed that God has raised them from the dead, or they've just walked away from it. Maybe they've walked away. Maybe they've just said, enough of this God thing. It's too frustrating. You know, I don't really know what's true and what's not true. The one church says one thing, one church says another. You know, this religion says this, that religion says that. You know, well, either there's a God who created it all and He declared Himself through His Word, or there isn't. We know that there is. We know where to find His declarations, His proclamations about Himself and what He has made us. So you and I get to reconcile those men and women who are having a hard time finding God. They may be seeking Him, but they don't know where to look. You know, you and I can help them if we simply remember that God is faithful. He will work in your life. He will empower you. He will bless you in your personal life. He will heal your body. He will heal your mind. He will heal your soul. And He will make you what you always have desired to be. If you allow Him that joy. Because all God's waiting on is us. He doesn't push Himself on anyone. He declares Himself. But then He says, now, do you believe that I'm faithful? It's up to you now. It's our choice. And when we choose to say, yes, God, You are faithful, so here's what I would like for You to do for me. This is what I need. He will be there for you. He will clear paths for you. Because He is faithful. Joshua, He told Joshua, be strong and of a good courage. Don't be afraid. Don't be dismayed. When I looked at that word dismayed, I found it to mean that it means sometimes it's translated to break in pieces. You know, the devil wants to bust you up. He wants to break you. He wants to take your heart, rip it out of you, and stomp on it. Well, guess what? He cannot do that anymore. You, however, can take His little army and you can grab them by the ear and you can slam their head down on the floor. Because you are the one now that has authority. Do not allow the world to break your heart and break down your confidence in God. Don't be afraid. Move forward, trusting God. And don't count on your flesh to do it. Count on God to do it. Because He has promised us great, exceeding precious promises. They're exceeding great and precious promises. He's good for every one of them. Everyone. So do not accept anything less than wholeness, power, and abundance. All right? All right. So, I'd like to receive an abundant sharing and then have the manifestations, okay? Father, thank You for the promise that You do give us. Thank You, Father, for our lives being so blessed as we continue to look to You and trust You and Your faithfulness. Thank You, Father, for the way you have blessed our lives and the way we continue to respond to your blessings in our lives. Thank you, Father, that we can just count on you to do everything that you've promised you'll do. And we're grateful for that and thankful that we can share a little bit of our abundance with you, knowing that you're the reason why we are blessed. So I thank you for the abundant sharing, and thank you for each person and their desire to give to you, and that you, as your word promised, open the windows of heaven and pour them out a blessing that they just can't receive. It's so big. We're grateful for these things. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen.
All right. So let's send the Horn of Plenty around. If you'd like to abundantly share, you can. And then Wallace, what was that song we were going to sing?
I think it's 65.
Number 65?
Yeah.
You want to lead that for us?
I certainly do.
And then we'll have manifestations. And if anyone needs to be ministered to, it's certainly available.